One of the great things about the winter, actually, I can't really think of too many great things about the winter. I can think of one, and that is the Winter Heat Festival that's coming back. We're looking forward to it in very, very shortly. Let's talk about that with our festival coordinator from it, Tim Cooper. Good morning, Tim. Saturday, July 1, it all kicks off. What can we expect from the Winter Heat Festival? And it looks like Tim, we got you there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Tim, what can we expect from the Winter Heat Festival this year?
So this year is going to be bigger, brighter, and also bolder than it was last year. Last year we had around about 25,000 people. This year we're looking for about 30 to 35. With that, we've actually placed in 8 different distinct zones. So again, we've got the favourite inflatable world, which with that, it's not just jumping castles, but there's sort of different courses that people can do, not as in educational courses, but more so just like fun and activities for the family.
So we've certainly got a lot for everybody. What are some of the other highlights, Tim?
So we've also got the water stage and the fire stage, so there's the two main stages, and with the two main stages you've got the different entertainers being Morgana Asaki, Crazy Old Maurice, the Southern Fire Entertainment Dance Studio, which they're going to be doing aerial acrobatics and different fire shows as well.
Are you doing that? Are you a part of the fire show team, or have we got some experts on that one?
No, I don't really do the fire sort of thing. But,
I don't blame you.
But Zachary Watt, who's always a special highlight for Newcastle, like he is a sensational singer and entertainer. But we're really focusing on the sort of family community sort of entertainment, which with that, there's the kids' dancing workshop at the start of the night as well. There's the face painting, which is a general, but just a spin on that as well, where everybody kind of gets... it's with the community event, it's more a free sort of thing, so people don't actually have to pay for that.
Which is always great. Tim, I know a lot goes into organising something such as the Winter Heat, so I'm going to let you get on with organising that. It will take place July 1, and thank you for spending some time with us this morning, Tim. Should be a great event as we continue with some of your easy listening favourites. It's 2NURFM.